Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Both gasoline and diesel fuel are hydrocarbon-based. They contain hydrogen and carbon. When burned, the byproducts of the combustion process are called emissions. When discussing an internal combustion engine, the major emission of concerns are hydrocarbons, defined as unburned fuel, carbon monoxide, which is partially burned fuel, oxides of nitrogen, that is a pollutant created through pressure, heat, and exposure time, sometimes referred to as nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter, soot found in the exhaust. A gasoline engine, by nature of the fuel and its combustion process, predominantly creates carbon monoxide and a lesser amount of the other three. In contrast, diesel fuel is very biased towards oxides of nitrogen and particulate matter. Thus, the Tier 4 program is mainly focused on oxides of nitrogen and particulate matter, with less concern for carbon monoxide and hydrocarbons. Particulate matter is the visible black smoke we see from a diesel exhaust, while oxides of nitrogen is invisible. The slow flame speed and high cylinder pressure in the diesel is responsible for the elevated rate of oxides of nitrogen production, as determined by the Zeldovich equation. If either the cylinder pressure, heat, or flame speed are altered correctly, the resulting effect will be a reduction in oxides of nitrogen. The methods to control emissions can be qualified as either in-cylinder or after-treatment. The first describes those that are internal to the engine, such as the combustion chamber shape and design, the camshaft profile, the method used to inject fuel, and exhaust gas recirculation. After treatments are any process or device that are exposed to the exhaust gas after it leaves the engine, such as a diesel oxidation catalyst, diesel particulate filter, and selective catalytic reduction.